This is 88.9 FM and HD1. We're online at WQCS.org. If you live in Rio or the Jensen Beach area of Martin County, you could be getting a knock on your door as local and state health officials work to understand an outbreak of dengue fever there. The community survey is estimated to cost between $40,000 and $50,000 and kicks off tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. Carlette Peck is with the Martin County Health Department.
We obtain informed consent. That means we educate them about the study and ask them if they'd like to participate. If they do, they sign the informed consent, and then we take a sample of blood. But we also administer the survey. And then any household members that would like to participate are invited to. So how long this will take, we're aiming for 7 days.
It's estimated 10,000 people live in the targeted area, which is east of U.S. 1 and from the St. Lucie County line south to the Rio community. Officials hope to sample about 300. In all, 18 people have tested positive for dengue fever so far. 4 live in St. Lucie County, 1 in Palm Beach County, 2 were out-of-town visitors, and 11 are Martin County residents. All are believed to have been infected in the Rio area. Dr. Celeste Phillip is Interim Deputy Secretary for the Florida Department of Health.
Symptoms of the infection usually start within 3 to 14 days after exposure. They can include high fever, severe headache, severe pain behind the eyes, joint pain, muscle, bone pain, rash, and mild bleeding such as from the nose or gums. In general, younger children and those with their first dengue infection have milder illness than older adults and older children.
While the reported numbers of dengue fever have increased, not all are new cases. Some who've been alerted to the presence of the disease reported having symptoms in the past and came forward to get tested, says Carlette Peck of the Martin County Health Department.
About 75% have either very vague or mild symptoms that are not necessarily attributed to dengue, which is why it's important that we draw blood. That is the only way we can really say you have dengue fever or you've had dengue.
Mosquito control officials have been going door to door in the Rio area, helping residents get rid of standing water, which is where the mosquitoes responsible for transmitting the virus lay eggs. And while we may consider mosquitoes to be nighttime pests, Martin County Mosquito Control Director Gene Lemire says these bite in the daytime.
When you go to this particular neighborhood, there is a lot of people sitting outside and working outside without mosquito repellent and shorts and sipping their gin and tonics on the porch that doesn't have a screen porch. And then if you go into an area like Sewell's Point, you don't see that. You see a lot of people that they're either inside, they're in their screen porches, in their swimming pools, but they're not sipping outside, they're inside.
It's important to note dengue fever is spread only by infected mosquitoes and not person to person. Pets and other animals are not affected by the disease. While dengue fever is active in Martin County, One Blood, which is responsible for the state's blood supply, has halted all blood collection in Martin and St. Lucie counties. Health officials hope the information gathered about this outbreak will help state officials plan and deal with others which could occur in the state. For 88.9 FM, this is Jill Roberts.